Jeremiah of the NFL Network. He is a talent evaluator. You've been a scout in Philly, Baltimore, Cleveland, elsewhere in between the Texans, picking at 25. On your mock draft, the latest one, you have a tackle, Cam Robinson from Alabama. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, look, he's a good football player. I think he's inconsistent, but you're talking about somebody that's 20 years old. He's played against the best competition for 3 years. I think you've got a chance to have a good player initially with the chance to develop him and make him into a great player. I think he's got a real chance to be the first tackle off the board. I don't have him as my top tackle, but when you add all that stuff together, and the 20-year-old thing is big with teams because you're going to get this guy, you're going to get a lot of use out of this guy.
If he's not your top tackle, who is, and where would he go?
Well, I think Bowles and Ramczyk are a little bit more consistent when you study them on tape, and they're better athletes, I think, just on tape. Both guys need to get a little bit stronger. That's the issue with them, and you're talking about one-year starters. In Bowles' case, a guy that's going to be a 25-year-old rookie. So you got to factor all that stuff in. But I don't think there's a lot of separation between the three of them, to be honest.
How much of a big ding on guys was it when you were a scout, when you see that they're 25 or they're 26, and they've been on the Mormon mission and all that?
Well, I mean, it's not ideal. I mean, I was in Philadelphia the year that we took Danny Watkins. Didn't work out well. That's maybe my wound. I'm scarred by that. So that always kind of ticks in my head when I see somebody that's a little bit older like that.
Okay, a lot of folks want the Texans, fan-wise, media-wise, want the Texans to take a quarterback. Would they have to move up far to get the guy that would fit them best?
I mean, that's the question. You hear multiple things about who they could like. Deshaun Watson's probably the name that comes up more than any other recently. Mm-hmm. You hear Mahomes in the mix there as well. You know, Kansas City is a team I'd keep an eye on. And sometimes it's not – you don't need to move up to get ahead of a team in front of you. You have to move up, play defense from the team behind you. You know, so that's going to be a little bit of a challenge there.
Which of those guys that you just mentioned do you like the most?
I like Watson. You know, I stick with Watson as my top quarterback. And
because of body work?
Yeah, there's body of work. To me, look, you start with what you know. And what I know with him, I know he's extremely tough. This is a kid that tore his ACL his freshman year and went and played the next week with a torn ACL, just braced it up and went. So you start with toughness, poise. You saw that in the national championship game. So he's got that leadership, intelligence. He checks all those boxes. Now, decision-making and accuracy, he needs to improve. And so, I'm betting a little bit more on what I know he is and hoping he can become a little bit better at the skilled portion as a passer.
So that kind of makes me think that you're envisioning maybe really big things or maybe a big flop with a guy like Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes is, like, to me, he's a classic boomer bust. I mean, you could hit it big. You might have, you know, a Brett Favre, Donovan McNabb type of a player. Or you could have somebody you just can't get on the field because it's such an adjustment for him. He doesn't really play in the structure that they have there. And he makes, I mean, you could put together his top 15 or 20 throws, and it's some of the freakiest stuff you'll ever see. Rare, rare arm talent. But, to me, I think you're just betting a little bit on the come. It's going to need a little time, maybe a lot of time to develop.
A lot of those 15 throws could have been interceptions too.
Yeah, no, he is. I said he's kind of on a tightrope there between exhilarating and reckless, and you just kind of never know which way you're going to go there.
Maybe we're talking too much about quarterbacks. Might Tom Savage be the guy? Is it just we got to see more of him?
Yeah, I don't know if you can make a fair evaluation of him at this point in time. I mean, one thing everybody says, though, when you talk to folks around the league, is that offense is not easy. Not easy to learn that thing. It's not easy to get comfortable in that offense. So he's had some time now to the point where he should be comfortable. And I think you get a chance this year to have a fair evaluation of Tom Savage. I don't know if you can do that on the so little we've seen him play thus far. And also tells you that you bring in a young guy, he's not going to be able to jump out there and play right away either.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing, because he's gone through 8 quarterbacks now.
Yeah.
But when Savage came in, it looked like he moved the offense pretty well. It's just a matter of marinating in it, isn't it?
Yeah, no question. Just getting those snaps, getting comfortable. And, you know, that New England offense is kind of known as one that morphs into new territory on a weekly basis. So that's a lot to get comfortable with and a lot to swallow. And I think, you know, he's got a chance now with his experience and getting some more snaps this year. I think we'll find out if he can play or not.
Daniel, it's always great to talk to you, man. Thanks so much.
Good to see you, man.